Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's fucking Friday, all right? It's also the 11th day of February, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And the lake's melted. And I mean, yesterday afternoon, I was outside in a t-shirt and I was warm. It's like spring here. We're in big trouble. That's all I can say. I can see smoke. They already got a fire down in California, so we'll be sucking smoke soon, people. Make no doubt about it. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Eyes of the world are on us. Ontario declares state of emergency over bridge blockade. This is from Zero Hedge, and we'll hit it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, the eyes of the world are on us. Ontario declares state of emergency over bridge blockade. And man, we told you. We told you what was coming down, and I mean, here, let's look at this. This is from Zero Hedge. Ontario declared a state of emergency Friday morning to empower law enforcement to end the blockade of the Ambassador Bridge, the busiest commercial border crossing between the United States and Canada, and the Freedom Convoy protest in Ottawa, warning truckers who continue to block the Ambassador Bridge, they will be punished. If they don't leave, Ontario Premier Doug Ford told reporters that the federal government is enacting new laws. We're fucking writing it down on a piece of paper, and you're going to fucking obey it. Enacting new powers to end the blockade. Enacting new powers, people. They don't have enough fucking power yet to fucking back their goddamn international corporate mafia brothers. He said protesters will be slapped with the hefty fines amounting to $78,000 and jail time, according to the Bloomberg. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the right of hundreds of thousands of workers to earn their living. Well, that's what's great about our fucking Bill of Rights here. Yes, by God, it does. The right of the individual cannot be trumped by a fucking collective. That's what the Ninth Article is all about. It takes a fucking single person in their fucking individual capacity to take another single person in their individual capacity into a court, and you must follow every bit of that procedural due process and the goddamn jury of the people. Not the fucking government, the people. We're autonomous. We're our own government. They decide the issue. And, of course, as they are of the people, they decide in the favor of the fucking people. And they will not – if they decide to break a fucking law themselves, they can be fucking charged. If they decide to ignore a fucking one of the procedural due process clauses in the fucking Bill of Rights, they can be fucking charged right there in court. So can the judge. So can – I mean, there's nobody fucking special here. And evidently over in Canada, man, we're giving ourselves new powers to fucking stomp on your asses. Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the right of hundreds of thousands of workers to earn a living. You know, see, they talk about the people. They're trying to involve the people in this commercial fucking, what is the international corporate fucking mafia's fucking moves. Said Ford, it does not outweigh our right to get food across our borders, your right to make a political statement. It's not a political statement. I thought they were there to enforce their fucking rights as fucking their natural rights as fucking human beings. Not to be forced to put poison in their fucking bodies. Ford declared the state of emergency amid growing pressure from multiple industries. What do you fucking know? Now, you tell me, are there more people, individuals, individual Canadians, than there are industries? So who does this fucking government that you are calling the Canadian government represent truly, including the auto sector, as well as Canada's federal government and the White House? Who are they representing? They're the federal corporation and the United States fucking corporation. Evidently, the bridge closures have slowed the movement of freight as drivers reroute to other crossings, including the nearby Blue Water Bridge. Auto plants on both sides of the border have scaled back production because of the slowdown. Bull fucking lying shit. What do you fucking think? We just read one fucking article and that's it? We're not looking at the whole picture. Why has the goddamn auto industry fucking slowed down its production almost to nothing? Why? Because the Chinese are refusing to send over the fucking components. You put the making of the components for our cars, you gave it to the fucking Chinese, you dirty fucking treasonous son of a bitches. That's why the production of cars is slowed down. We did an article on it just the other day. They don't have the fucking chips because China's holding them back because they got to have that world war all set up. I mean, to take the fucking United States is a hell of a fucking, I mean, you're biting off a big fucking hunk to chew. But I mean, that's why they're doing every fucking thing they can to make us as weak, despite the fact that we're the largest fucking armed force on this fucking planet, and our military is divided. Most, I believe, of our military will go with we the people. And they talk about your military, too, here, Canada. Because of the slowdown, my ass. We're going to move forward as quick. See, that's a communist fucking term, by the way. Moving forward, we're going to move forward as quickly as we can to clear the bridge and get people's lives back to normal. Is back to normal fucking being forced to take fucking death shots? Is being back to normal having your job taken away from you because you refuse to take a death shot? Because you're trying to fucking exercise your rights as a free fucking human being? Is that normal? Maybe that is your new normal. That's what they're telling you, isn't it? He said. Ford noted that he did not have the power to order the police to take action, but said his government would implement laws and provide resources. So you're going to be paying, well, just like us. And I don't know if it's in this article. I watched the speech in itself from the premier that he said also they're bringing in the military people. You know that military that you Canucks up there fucking built with the sweat of your fucking brow that was supposed to be there to protect you, to protect your freedoms and liberties? Well, it's about to be that ordinance that you paid for is about to be used against you. Now they tell you, you shouldn't do this. You're causing problems. You're being unruly and violent. And you do that and we'll fucking crush you. We'll take your fucking army, which it never was your fucking army, It's the goddamn private fucking black water fucking forces of the fucking industry, hence corporations, the international corporate mafia, and we're going to fucking let them loose on you. They've told them, he said that they've told them to, they back them 100%. So this son of a bitch is saying, I back the fucking corporations, which is a minority amongst the fucking people. And I back the fucking corporations to the point that they can fucking order you to fucking surrender your fucking rights and take a shot that you believe will fucking kill you, that you know will fucking kill you, because you know COVID-19 isn't real. He's backing the fucking international corporate mafia 110%. Ford noted that he did not have the power. We will also provide additional authority to consider taking away the personal and commercial licenses of anyone who doesn't comply. Comply. Do you have the right to come up there and fucking and say, hey, you're violating my rights, but you better fucking comply with those violations, or we're going to fucking bring the guns on to you. That's why they've been trying to get your gun. I don't know what guns the people up in fucking Canada had. I heard that only the people that kept them at the police station had them, but I don't fucking know. Maybe people do have lots of guns. I'd get those motherfuckers out and make sure I had plenty of ammunition for them. If you're going to unless you're going to just fucking bow to this shit, unless you're just going to kneel down and fucking become fucking international communist fucking slaves. With these orders, Ford said. As of Friday, the Ambassador Bridge protest. See, protest is the fucking problem, people. You come there, you are. That is your intent, to protest. To say, no, we're going to, no, your industry, we're going to fucking stop you. You, industry, do not have the authority over us. You're not the government, industry. If you are, then we're living under a fascist dictatorship, aren't we? By definition of the fucking language we speak. And several commercial trucks among the roughly 100 other vehicles. Meanwhile, about 100 remain in Ottawa. On Thursday, Ottawa police said they had persuaded 25 truckers to leave voluntarily, but are threatening to tow others who remain. Eric Mueller, an owner-operator from Alberta, has been in Ottawa for almost 2 weeks and said he has no intention of leaving but wouldn't resist the police. And what the fuck are you... Why? Well, what good are you going to... What, do you fucking think this is some kind of martyrdom? Going to fucking jail? These fucking people... go ahead, sorry.
No. It's your show, man. First off, thank you. I appreciate you very much. You help quell my inner rage that I have every day listening to the news. And so your rage helps quell mine, helps make you know that I'm not the only person. But also, I appreciate that. Also, the Bill of Rights thing, I agree with you 100%. I'm 31, so I'm kind of gonna have to really deal with all this BS in my life. And, so I definitely want to carry on, so to speak, something like the Bill of Rights and everything, but at this point I'm kind of thinking, like, obviously the law has to, like, kind of be dropped for a moment because these people aren't doing anything lawful. They're going to have to go, obviously, outside. I mean, it's just obvious. I mean, these people know it, and it's not a big secret, and I just wish more people were, less brainwashed or, more courageous or whatever. I don't know. But again, thank you for what you're doing. I appreciate it. I'm listening. And also, I do a show on revolutionradio.freedomslips.com 4 to 6 in the morning, a.m., sometimes Eastern. And if you want to listen to it, if you got nothing else to do, I'm going over certain topics. And yesterday, I went over 33 strategies of war, just to get people understanding of how, because a lot of these strategies they're using, like the Art of War, actually you can read the Art of War and you can see play for play, like how they're using the Art of War in America, like how they've been using it against America. You can see it. Like, yep. If you read and study the Art of War, you'll see it all over, like welfare, the welfare state and all that. That's completely, they're getting illegal people from other, you know, enemies pretty much. You know, I don't want to really say that, but to a degree, that's what they are. And they get them in here, and then they start using our resources, their enemies' resources.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the people that they're sending over, like you know, they're not necessarily all bad people, but they're in desperate situations that our government slash the globalists really put the other countries in the position where now these people are leaving their countries because they don't have a lot of resources or anything to do there, and they're forcing them over here. And so it's a really sad situation that we're in, and like that's one thing people do got to become aware about. And but I understand why you have your stance with the way that you are in America, and I believe that you're right, because especially since, you know, your age and how you lived and everything. So I agree with you, and thank you for your age. I appreciate it very much.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and if you're teaching people the application of the art of war, good for you, brother. I had some brain fart. It don't matter. We'll just jump back into this article. As of Friday, the Ambassador Bridge, a protest, and this is the problem, protest. You get, stop, or I'll say stop again, is not going to fucking work against guns. I'm sorry, people. You will fucking fight for your goddamn life, because these son of a bitches want to take it. He's talking about the immigration in here. That's what I wanted to comment on. About the fact that they're making life's always been unbearable down in the third world countries. You ever been down into Mexico? Spend any time down there? I have. And I'm here to tell you that there's 13 families down there, and everybody else is fucking a peasant. Either that, you're a part of the, and the drug cartels are the fucking federales. They are the fucking government, just like fucking here. And the reason the people are coming here is not because they, only because they, I mean, there's people that are fucking paying $20,000 to fucking get here, guy. And I mean, that's not, I mean, if you got $20,000 in the bank, you got a hell of a lot more than I fucking got. So, I mean, the incentive here is free Walmart, free house, free schooling on the backs of the fucking, what's left of the fucking American workers here in this country. That's the incentive, and these son of a bitches know that they're coming here to take what belongs to us. I don't give a fuck why they left. They are not American nationals. They have no right to anything we have. They cannot take it from us lawfully, because they cannot operate in our fucking common law courts, because they are not United States nationals. They have no standing in our courts, and our courts are the highest authority in this land. As of Friday,
I agree with you on that.
Appreciate it.
I understand that allergy stuff, and I'm not talking about the stupid stuff that they try to do, pull with psychiatrists and stuff. I'm talking about there's another type. It's called typology. It's personality types. There's 16 personality types. Basically, we have all 8 kinds of functions, and 4 of them combined make one personality, which makes up 16 personalities altogether. And so my point being is that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming, and they might even be spending $20,000 or whatever to get here. But again, the situation might be. Now, I understand what you're saying, so I agree with you. I'm just pointing out that there are personalities in all religions and all that. If they were to come here, even if they had to do some bad stuff, if they're given the chance, they'd be really good people. And at this point in time, it's good versus evil.
They might be the most wonderful people in the world, brother. But they are coming here, and they are taking what is mine, and I am, and the Bill of Rights, the absolute superior supreme law of these United States, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. It says that we cannot have what's taken from us, but one way, you have to have jurisdictional authority to take it. And to get jurisdictional authority, you have to file in a common law court as an individual. And you have to fucking file for a redress for a grievance, and you have to go through the entire fucking process. I get the whole process, and I can sue you back at the same time. But no foreigner can come in here and come into the courts. And no one in the fiduciary can, as a fiduciary agent, operate in the common law courts. They are the courts of the people, the highest courts in this land. So what these people are taking, what people like fucking Obama and fucking Soros and all these cocksuckers are giving them, it wasn't theirs to give. It belongs to me. It belongs to my prodigy. It belongs to my me as an individual. Before you can take one thing from me as an individual, including my part of this fucking richest country on the planet Earth, you have to take me through that fucking process. That's why that Bill of Rights was put in place. So they couldn't just take our country. So we wouldn't wake up homeless on the country that our great forefathers conquered. So everything is a violation. This is invasion. This is invasion in order for conquest, because it can't be called anything else, because the English language will not allow it. It is these bastards, Every one of them needs to be fucking shot. They are invading our country, trying to take what is ours. And they are doing it. And the people who are fucking using our resources to aid this invasion, they have no authority to give what belongs to us away. The only way they could get authority, they'd have to get judicial authority over each individual American national. Take each individual American national to fucking court and as individuals outside the fiduciary. Not a part of the fucking government. These are just fucking individuals. They have to be. Government can't play in our fucking courts. They were never allowed. And they would have to get a court order from the fucking common law jury saying, yeah, you can give Henry's portion away. And you think anybody on a common law jury who's going to have their portion given away to a fucking foreigner so that they can fucking take their house, they can take their fucking kids, their food, the food of their children, so they can take their fucking land? You think they're going to do that? They would never do that. All of this is a fraud. It's been a fraud since 1871.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
If you had an abundance of something, whatever it was, corn or something, mm-hmm. would you have maybe offered, or if the immigrants came asking, would you possibly have given, knowing that they needed it? If you had plenty?
Of course. I mean, we're not inhuman. There's a difference between asking and taking.
People like you are all over America that are good people that if you have plenty, you'll be willing to give. No one needs to take from you.
That's right.
If you come and ask.
Exactly.
And if you have it, you'll give.
That's what I've always believed was America. That's how I was raised. Yep. But it's the taking. So, and these people know they're taking it, and they know that, and the people who are pretending they have the authority to give it away are no different than the British giving a piece of Palestine over to the Israelis when it wasn't theirs. It's not yours to give. It's not theirs to give. It belongs to us as individuals, and the only way it can be taken from us as individuals, taken that is through that procedural due process, and that procedural due process, it has to be a filing by an individual in their individual capacity. They cannot be a part of the fiduciary. They can't be a part of the government. They have to step out of that role. You're not up against Sheriff Bob Wilson. You're up against Bob Wilson, United States National, just like I'm Henry Shively, a United States National. That is the only way, by the highest law in this land, the only law in this land, ratified by we the fucking people. Not the bill that they keep calling it. It's unconstitutional. That constitution was never ratified by the people. Representatives of the aristocracy were sent by the aristocracy to Philadelphia to represent the fucking different states that they had already claimed. They built a government in the middle of an uprising. That is an impossibility. There weren't no vote. Was the guy out there in the goddamn battlefield, was he voting or was he fucking fighting a war? I mean, this is the biggest bunch of bullshit that ever fucking anybody ever pulled on anybody. And it is so blatantly easy to see. But there's only one way it stops. And I understand that. These son of a bitches are coming to take what belongs to us without due process of the law. That's why that Bill of Rights was put in place. So this couldn't happen. But we have to enforce it because it is the people's law versus the goddamn, administrative admiralty, which is, that's supposed to be the law of the fucking sea. It's the law of merchants. And then they allowed it onto, it's not supposed to be on land. It's 200 miles off our shore. That's where that begins. The law of the fucking gavel under the captain, where the captain is the law. When whatever he says one moment, he can change his mind the next minute, and that's the law. And that's what we're living under here. We are not living under law. Law is not something that can be arbitrarily fucking, arbitrary and capriciously fucking changed at a whim. Law is based in fact, and the conclusions of law must be based in fact. And none of this shit is based in fact. In fact, it fucking falls in the face of the facts because it is forbidden by the 9th article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, which is the power we granted, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others making it separate from those in the Constitution, the people's rights separate from those in the Constitution, retained by we the people. And then they come and try to argue, well, that was about, you know, laws that weren't, because we couldn't write them all down. No, we were given a procedure of law. That's American common law. They keep talking about this, we were guaranteed British common. What the fuck are you talking about, British common law? You beat the British, you kick their ass out. When you beat somebody, their law does not prevail in your land no more. You put your own law down. And that's what the anti-federalists, I mean, they pointed out what they had done in that, and what the federalists had done in that constitution, which has set up a fucking scenario where they could become the rulers, where they could become the ruling class. Everything we're looking at today, they fucking said that, predicted it. And then they sat down and they wrote the Bill of Rights, and they were geniuses, and they wrote it correctly. They wrote it in fact that can only be interpreted one way. And they fucking wrote it to fucking check each fucking clause in that fucking constitution, like the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, open subject matter. They defined it. They defined it in the ninth, saying that you cannot possess a power to remove these fucking rights in this body of law. That's why they won't talk about the Bill of Rights, because it cannot be removed. It was the law before it was ever attached to the Bill of Rights. To that phony fucking constitution that never was. If you want to take it off that constitution, go ahead. It's still the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people, who are the jurisdictional authority over this fucking land. You can't fucking just take it at a whim. I mean, you can write it down on a piece of paper, but everything since 1871 is a fucking fraud. It has to be, because you did not have the authority to fucking remove the republic and replace it with a fucking corporation, because the ninth article said you couldn't.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
What do you call it? I've been studying this conspiracy stuff and all that, like, so I've been into a lot of stuff for like 13 years now. And I've listened to radio shows and stuff. So my point is that I'm into the point where, like I said before, I'm on a radio show now. When it comes to people that are, like, you know, FBI informants, CIA, whatever, people that are working for the whatever you want to call it, global system, whatever, do you think a lot of them that are talking, because most of them talk about the Constitution, a lot of people that are, like, supposedly standing up, so you think that they're just simply, you know, they obviously mean the Bill of Rights too, they're just, like, trying to go to the Constitution as well, or... How do you think we should approach
what they're trying to do is they put the 14th Amendment in place. The 14th Amendment is unlawful. It could not be put in place. It was a violation of the ninth article. Why? Because it says, let me get it. I don't know if I have a copy of it here. It says that you are subject to the jurisdiction of the state and the federal governments. You're not subject to the government. The government was supposed to be your servant. So when they enacted the 14th Amendment, they enslaved the whole goddamn country and made you responsible for their corporate debt. Pardon?
Wasn't it supposed to be just like a treasury originally?
What, the 14th Amendment?
Is supposed to hold like the money and deal with the money stuff?
The powers we granted to them, I mean, we were supposed to be autonomous. We were supposed to operate within the Bill of Rights. We had our common law courts. We settled our differences ourselves. They had nothing to say about it. They were supposed to stay over there. They sold the fucking federal government. They didn't sell it to nobody, because it was never ratified by the people. The people never gave consent. But they sold the idea of it we just fought this war against England to secure your rights, because, man, they always, that's what the people were screaming when they went to the Continental Conventions. They weren't saying, let's start a new country. They're saying, we want a Bill of fucking Rights, plain and simple. And so, I'm losing my train of thought here. So the fucking aristocrats, they fucking, you know, they had the only way that, you know, the way they went around it was with the 14th Amendment. It names you as a subject. Now, a subject has no rights. A subject has a sovereign. Just like the king's the sovereign, you're the subject. A subject has no fucking will of their own. Your will belongs to your sovereign, the king. And so they put equal justice for all. I mean, that's the only thing they, so that they could dip into the fucking Bill of Rights and try to fucking manipulate it and change it through fucking legislation that is basically policy, because it, the first place, the original Constitution isn't in place. Even if it was legal, every one of these goddamn, statutes that they just come up with, we start, it's like this guy here in Canada, I wrote a new statute. Well, you didn't do that. To make a fucking law, you had to run it through, like the Volstead Act, you had to run it through the fifth fucking article. It had to be ratified by all the states to become law. It's just a fucking policy. It's a government policy only enforceable within the government. That's why you see this COVID shit. They're trying to enforce it through policy within their own apparatus. And then because the people accepted licensing from the fucking government and are collecting taxes from the government, that makes them a government fucking agent. That's why they can tell the guy, we're going to we'll take your license down and shut your fucking store down if you don't tell you people they have to put a mask on and come in here and violate their rights. And it is a violation. They're telling you, violate their rights or we'll take away your goodies. This has been a corporate welfare state since its fucking inception, this country has. They have eaten out our fucking substance, and now they're trying to fucking enslave us. And if we do not stand, and we do not stand mightily with all every fucking weapon we have and crush these motherfuckers, drive them out of this country, and reinstate that Bill of Rights as the only fucking law in this goddamn country, because it is the only law. It's the only law that was ever ratified by we the people. It's the only law we gave consent to, because it protects us as individuals. And when they come in with any kind of collectives, like the, you know, the Black Caucus, the Brown Caucus, any of these collectives, they cannot, if there's 1,000 billionaires standing over there, I am equal in right to each and every one of them, or all of them put together. That's what the Bill of Rights says. But these son of a bitches, these corporations, they use power and fucking money to fucking buy fucking politicians, and they just write this shit down. This is not law. These fucking, everything written since 1871 cannot be law because it has no foundation to set rest upon. They got rid of the Constitution. They wrote a corporate charter. All this is just like goddamn Walmart's policy. That's what they've been oppressing us under for fucking, I don't know, fucking couple hundred years now. At any rate, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then if you hit our few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiller from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chilliton, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was, of course, Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Fucking Jungle, because they've reached the edge. They've reached the edge to where the people are that aren't going to put up with this fucking shit. And as I was talking to the caller earlier, you know, we were talking about the difference of giving and taking. And I would add to that that we have our own fucking people, about a fucking hundred million. That are in fucking destitute and people living under goddamn bridges and fucking, their children and living in the snow, going hungry in this country, our country, who can trace their lineage back to before this was a country. And we let our own fucking people starve while we let fucking invaders cross our fucking borders and hand them, we're not handing them everything. It's being taken from us through fraud. Through violation of our law. We must enforce that law. And then we get our own people back until they have a house, a roof over their head and they have food. And then we're all producing and when we have a plenty. If we as individuals want to help somebody else, we will. But look at the billions and billions. Look at the 2008 bailout. $16 trillion went to other countries. When our own people are living in the goddamn streets,
just happened again recently too. They did a $2 trillion, or at least they were trying to get it to go to stuff, and Trump stopped it. But regardless, the point is that not only that, but they also have a lot of food that they took from our land that they brought over to places like China. Supposedly, that stored it up now. Supposedly, China's got the biggest storage of food on the planet. Supposedly, they say. Because I highly doubt it's actually in China. There's a lot of stuff down in Antarctica. They were down in, World War II, towards the ending, I think, of it. You know, they were all going to Antarctica, supposed to Nazis and other scientists and other people. And they started bringing down big cargo ships of food. And, like, they were freezing it, you know what I mean? They're keeping it down there purposely. And so since at least World War II, they've been stocking up on food. And you can just imagine just, like, 10% of the world's food supply every year being stocked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
I do.
That's all you need. Every,
you know, and we produce the best food in the world, but it doesn't go to our people. It's exported, and we get well, the
and it's over the, Ukraine. Ukraine's supposed to be the breadbasket too, right?
Yep.
It's supposed to be a
it
really
sure as hell is.
And they got a place for that. And, Putin. What's your take on Putin? That not to try to sidetrack you, but what's your take on the whole Putin thing? Do you think Putin's trying to just simply do what's right for him, or do you think that he's part of the globalist?
Well, he's absolutely a part of the globalists. He's a billionaire. Come on. He's a part of the international corporate mafia. I mean, he's a mafiosa. They're all mafiosa because there is no law. You can't even talk international law. If you wanted to talk international law, I mean, look at Israel. It crosses borders, every day probably. But, I mean, they go with just fly into Syria. We're sitting over there in Syria. We weren't invited in. That makes it an invasion. We invaded across their border and occupied a third of their country. It so happens where all the oil and all the riches are. I mean, it's to dissolve the sovereignty of the countries. It's to make a one-world fucking order with three sections in it. And we're to be controlled by the Chinese. The Chinese premier said that they would come here and they were gonna fucking control the American people. They're going to die. We are going to kill them. I will not be nobody's subject. I will be nobody's slave. And I want back everything that's been taken from me without due process of the law. Because that is the highest law in this goddamn land. It always has been. And you haven't provided see what they want rid of is procedural due process. Because it says you have to have an individual in the common law, in his individual capacity. A government just can't write it down on a fucking, 20 or 30 or 100, 200 people can't write it down on a piece of paper. Well, that's the law. No, it fucking ain't. Even if you went with the old Constitution, which was still a fucking fraud, it never was, because the first act of the goddamn Congress was to create the Office of Attorney General and they did not run it through Article 5 of the document that they had just claimed that they ratified. It couldn't be law. All of the stuff they're calling law is not law. It's policy. The Volstead Act, you see, they went to every state and they enacted the Volstead Act. It was voted on by it was never law either because we were already corporatized by then. They were corporations. They weren't states, individual free states, and they weren't representatives of the people. But the Volstead Act went through, but it was still unenforceable because it violated the Ninth Article in creating a power that allowed them to tell a person, you can't drink. I can put anything I want in my body. If I do take a drink, who's the fucking, in the common law, you got to have a goddamn victim. And the victim can't be a piece of paper. And that's all these goddamn corporations, and that's all a state is. It's just a goddamn charter. It's a piece of paper. You got the right to face your accuser, but how can you question a piece of paper and get an answer, don't you see? We're operating under administrative admiralty, the law of the goddamn merchants of the sea, and it was never supposed to be on our land. That's one of the things that our forefathers that fought in the hijacked goddamn uprising that they called the Revolutionary War fought against, was the dreaded admiralty courts. And here in 1871, they bring in Washington, D.C., and they say, well, it's only going to be in this 10-mile square. This is a military citadel. Before that, you understand, before they could have a military trial, they had to take people out on a goddamn boat. They had to take them off the fucking land in order to exercise the admiralty jurisdiction. And it had to be someone who was in the military. I'm not in the fucking military. I'm not in the militia during time of war when the militia has been called up to defend the fucking the country. They have no jurisdiction over us. They can't tell us nothing. They do not have the jurisdictional authority because the only way it can be obtained is to go through the common law, which they've removed the courts. Once they've removed the courts, there's no route to get to that jurisdiction that they claim that they have.
Hey, Henry.
Yes.
How you doing? I'm sorry for...
That's all right, brother. Jump in, man.
Get something off my mind. So I have a few things on my mind. I've been listening, and I got some questions. So the thing, like, the common law thing.
Uh-huh.
And if we're talking about American nationals and dealing with common law and common law courts.
Yep.
And a victim, like you just pointed out, having a victim.
Victim or somebody seeking redress for a grievance, like for a civil suit. You got civil crime,
right?
And then you've got civil suit. Go ahead.
So, for example, let's say like and this ties in with like the ratification of things. If a good majority or of people in the country or mm-hmm. any state or whatever decide through common law courts. If, for example, let's just say we actually had them and utilized them.
Mm-hmm.
If through that people wanted to get rid of, let's say, guns because they said there were victims of guns and they brought out, like, just like they did with Sandy Hook or any of these other things or whatever where they play this victim thing, right? And
right.
They have these faces to show and people get behind it and... You know, what would we do then in a case like that where if they took it to common law and the jury through common law says, you know what, we should eradicate this. We should, not allow, you know what I mean? Like something like that.
Well, then you'd arrest them because they're advocating violation of the law. The law is written right there. Plain as if they say we should get rid of the second article, then you arrest them because you can't get rid of that law. That's a body of law. It's not something that's piecemeal like they're trying to make. That's why they wanted to put it as amendments.
What I'm saying is, if they actually went through procedure,
they would. Yeah,
it's treasonous if you say that. It's just treasonous, flat out. You're an enemy of America if you say that. End of story.
Yeah, not to mention Jamal. It would have to be each individual. You'd have to do it to every individual. You would, I mean, if you even tried it, you could only do one person, And then that person to turn around and charge you for treason and sedition for going against the supreme superior law ratified by all the fucking people. Don't you see? And then they'd have to go through 340 million common law trials and get a jury of 340 million goddamn people through the jury system and get the jury to say yes. That's how impossible it would be. And it was still everybody they said yes to would turn around and file on them for fucking violation of the law. Because the law is written, it's clear, and it was ratified by we the people. It is our autonomy. It is not arbitrary. It cannot be used but in one fucking way. And that is to secure liberty and freedom and our fucking property. That's what it was meant to do.
Right,
go ahead.
Do you see my point about the problem that would arise if, let's say, we're in the year 2022,
mm-hmm.
and we have people who believe, that was something written back in the 1700s. It's irrelevant. We have a lot of people who are changing their minds, and I told you this before, Henry, there are a lot of people who do not believe in rights. There's a lot of people who say no one should have this right.
Then they need to get the fuck out of this country, or we're going to have to kill them. Because that's what we were directed to do.
Some of these people are American nationals.
I don't give a fuck who they are.
Since the beginning.
It doesn't matter who they are. If you go against the law of your goddamn country, you're a traitor. Plain and simple, that's the definition of treason.
Which brings me to another point when you say that if you go against the law of your country, you're a traitor. But when you say that the people who fought for their rights didn't fight to create a country.
They did.
I don't understand that. I can't assume that these people fought for rights but wanted to stay part of the system. I'll tell you how.
At Lexington and Concord, now the people who fought in Lexington Concord weren't fighting for the Bill of Rights that we know, our Bill of Rights that we got after we threw the British out. They were fighting for their common law rights under English law, which were being violated because the king was coming in and to tax them and take their property without fucking due process of the law, which they had their own court set up, their common law courts in their fucking colonies. To litigate any matters of, you couldn't just take somebody's fucking property just like you can't here now because you had to go through you had to have a reason. Not just because I'm king and I decided to take it. Well, king, come and take the son of a bitch. We're at war now. We have an open contract. You're not going to take what belongs to me because I will fucking shoot you. That's what they talk about. Possession is 99% of the law. You possess that son of a bitch and you're willing to die for it. It belongs to you. Believe me.
I understand that, saying that, but isn't it like they adopted the common law part of the English system,
No, they didn't adopt the common law. No, they didn't adopt the common law.
No, like you just said, that they wanted their common law that was being violated.
The people who rose up at Lexington and Concord were British citizens of the British Crown. And they rose up because their rights as British citizens under the British Crown were being violated. And they were going to be disarmed. And they were going to have everything they worked for taken from them. So they stepped up and said, No, you're not. And wait a minute. Now let me finish. We're not talking British common law here. British common law is mostly out of the Bible and the Magna Carta. Our law is straight fucking forward fact. It is written in fact, and it does absolutely, you can litigate any issue under it, and it does secure your liberty, your freedom, and your right to own property and be left the fuck alone.
Absolutely.
That's
what I'm saying. If this is what they're fighting for, I can't see how they're fighting for these things, but, trying to stay part of a system that doesn't acknowledge that.
They had to stand up somewhere in the British. I mean, they'd writ their petitions to the king, hey, king, just like, people used to write to their congressmen, used to write to the president, what might have you. They petitioned the king and said, hey, man, you're violating our goddamn common law rights under the law of the British law. And he said, fuck you. You're my subjects. I'll fucking take what I want. You'll do what I fucking tell you. And when the people started tar and feathered him, when they started taxing him, because taxing is taking somebody's fucking, you know, the fruits of their fucking labor, just taking it because of whose twat you dropped out of. So the people said, fuck you, and they started fucking tarring and feathering them and hanging them and what might have you. So then they sent in the regular British troops and sent in military governors and set up the goddamn admiralty courts on our land there because it was an empire. And then they bring the people would be charged by the fucking military, tried by the fucking king's military in the king's star chamber courts. The king appointed the fucking judges, just like we got here with the corporations. Only we got a mixture of fucking the worst aspects of communism and the worst aspects of goddamn, fascism. The things that worked the best to oppress the people in the past, you know, trials like in Germany and Russia and what might have you. And they're calling it democracy. I was watching a thing the other day when they were talking about, it was a communist that was fucking talking about the democratization of the United States. Now, if this is a republic that was created, now you look up the difference between a republic and a fucking corporation. This was a republic that was sold us. It was created, to protect the rights of the individual. That's what the government's main fucking purpose was. And the Bill of Rights, when the anti-federalists looked at this fucking Federalist Papers that they wrote the goddamn Constitution off of, which really was the Masonic Constitution. When they say we the people, they meant them, the fucking Masons, because the fucking they were going to do it just like they did in the colonies. The colonies had goddamn bills of rights. Each one of them did. But as the book says, the making of the Bill of Rights, they were ignored. And that because they are our rights, goddamn it. It's the nature of these fucking animals. If they can fucking control another person and make them do the work while they sit on their ass and enjoy their life, they're going to fucking do it. And the only way you stop them is with fucking force. You gain those rights at the barrel of a gun. They were to be maintained at the barrel of a gun, but they weren't. When the first time they violated them, somebody should have been fucking shot. Somebody should have been fucking hung. And then you had the British fucking barristers coming over here. These esquires. Esquire is a royal title. This is a private law system that belongs to the Queen of England. And every barrister answers to the goddamn bar, and your rights are irrelevant to them. You actually, by the 14th Amendment, have been reduced to a piece of fucking property because you are called a subject. A subject has no will. I mean, as far as, like you said, putting the courts together to even try this, we don't have the authority yet. We got to kick these fuckers out of here and take the authority back to we the people before we can, even a vote. What do you mean you're voting? You can't vote. If you're a fucking subject, your goddamn master, your goddamn sovereign can change your vote. He owns you. Until these goddamn monarchies are taken down and until these fucking corporations are taken down and we get what we were promised, which was fucking a free enterprise system with a fucking debt-free currency made of gold and silver provided by the fucking Congress. And then we could access our own fucking resources. This was the idea they sold us on when they were selling the Federalist Papers. And then you can access the money without a debt-free currency, and everybody's going to be rich and everybody's going to be happy because we own the fucking land. It's the richest land on the planet Earth. When they got rid of the goddamn, they let the banks in here, sent banks from other countries. If you're in the United States and everybody sells amongst themselves, if you sell something, you got to sell it to them, an American. You see? And if that stays that way, it always stays American. When you let this foreign monies come in, this foreign fiat currencies, it's not gold, it's not silver, they then took all the gold and silver, they got it all stashed for themselves, right? But this idea of this fiat currency, when they come in with that and mix it in with your fucking currency, And foreigners can buy the fucking land here. They can just buy it off right off and under you with the fucking debt dollars that they created. And how could we ever be in debt? We have paid into a government that was supposed to be, you know, a fucking limited government that was only supposed to step up when there was fucking trouble, when there was a threat. They were supposed to fucking defend our fucking rights first. That was their first order of business. But when you have a fucking government that fucking has been infiltrated by the Zionist fucking Jews, and they have put their people in all the key positions, and you know they allowed goddamn Chinese banks to come set up in this country, dude. If you got Chinese banks in this country, then you got Chinese money moving back and forth. You got Chinese selling to Chinese inside your fucking borders, selling land. Then it isn't America anymore. They just buy, once they buy it all up with fucking the debt dollars from the treason committed by the very thought that they could sell land in the first fucking place without taking it from the people first through the due process of the law, guaranteed, absolutely in the Bill of Rights. Then there's nothing left. We're at the second article. They've removed the courts. We can't take them into court and show that they're fucking committing fraud, that they've been committing fraud, that everything they've done is a fraud. The land does not belong to the people that it was sold to. It can't, because it wasn't taken from the people it belonged to in the first place. It's like this fucking commercial they have on TV now, talking about how they can steal your house. They call it mortgage fraud. These people own their house, and, well, there's a signature. I'll be goddamn. You do try that with me. When you get to my house, you'll eat fucking lead. Somebody forged a paper, and you know it's fucking forged. I have my fucking paperwork right here. But still, this is within the admiralty system and within the common law system. By God, when you owned that fucking land, I mean, you would have a deed to that fucking land. You would have the patent, because only the person who holds the patent to the land can make land off it. And the government, not the government, the fucking international corporate mafia holds the patent to every square inch of fucking land on this goddamn continent. Plain and simple. That's why they can say they can charge you a goddamn a land tax. A tax to own land. A yearly fucking fee. If you own the patent on the land, they couldn't do that. And that's what it was supposed to be. A allodial title. I own the patent. No, it's mine. Nobody can take it from me except through a common law court, through a common law filing, and as a compensation for a redress of a grievance through a civil suit. You just can't just fucking say, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. We're going to sell this big hunk of land here that belongs to all of you as individuals. We're going to sell it to China and take the money and stick it in our fucking pockets. No, you're not, because it's a fraud. It's been a fraud since 1861. But see, through the 14th Amendment, they say, yes, we can, because we wrote it down on a piece of paper. And it is that legislation from the state or that legislation from the federal government that the 14th Amendment says you as a subject are going to follow. No, I'm not. The goddamn law, the highest law in this fucking land is that goddamn Bill of Rights. It's the only law ratified by we the people. We are the power in this land because we have our guns. We're the largest army on planet Earth. And that's really what it always comes down to, is pure ass force. Gun against guns. Barrel to barrel. That's how our fucking freedom was won. That's how they fucking have put a wedge between us and our goddamn Bill of Rights, and that's how that wedge has to be removed, by removing them. Anyways, that was quite a little speech. That being said, thanks to the guests that came up, and we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just remember, fucking, it belongs to the people. It belongs to all of us, not like a collective, not like the communists. As individuals, I own one individual fucking piece of this fucking goddamn country, a part of it. Whatever the worth of it is, I own that. It belongs to me. And it cannot be taken from me but by one fucking way. And that's through a filing in a common law court, which the common law courts have been unlawfully removed. Even their phony ass constitution's been fucking removed and replaced with the constitution was for a republic. Look up a republic and look up a corporation. They chartered a corporation in 1871. Look it up. Title 18, Definition 15. They chartered a fucking corporation. They couldn't do it because the ninth article said that they could not create a power that would allow them to deny or disparage those fucking rights. It's unbreakable. It is a puzzle. It's not a puzzle. It's just flat fucking unbreakable. It's a Rubik's Cube that can't be solved. There's no way around it. It's absolute. It's written in fucking fact. which reads backwards and forwards the same fucking way. It's only be interpreted one fucking way. That's why they will not talk about it. That's why everything comes down to this 14th Amendment titled what 1983 and all this fucking statutory fucking bullshit fucking color of law. Because it's not law, because it was never fucking ratified. The only way you can make law in the United States, even under the old Constitution, was to ratify it through the states. And the states can't do it now. The federal government can't do what they're calling the federal government. The federal corporation can't do it because it's a corporation. It's not a republic. So the fucking old none of their Constitution fucking applies. It's just a corporate fucking charter. It's like Walmart running the goddamn country. And they're just sitting around in their own little rooms there because they got the fucking big bucks and they're going to make up the fucking, they're going to control your fucking life. Take your fucking property as they fucking please. You try to resist, they hire private fucking armies to confront you. We got to wipe those motherfuckers out. Take everything fucking back and then take a fucking vacation. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You do it too, brother.
Take care.
Thanks, man.
I have done all. Can do
cookies.